Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Can we agree, even this far out, and even knowing this little about Arthur Smith's offense, that it won't amount to much without at least two players achieving 1,000-plus receiving yards? Can we agree on that? Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into hockey and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Penguins and Pirates in the same place that you found this. George Pickens was and should remain a 1,000-yard receiver. George should be able to do that on the strength of, let's just say a dozen to 15 really big plays. That's who he is. That's what he can do. That's what he's already done. And if he doesn't achieve that, then we're going to have a significant issue with the offensive coordinator all over again. And from there, as I've been agonizing now for quite a while, even predating the Diontae Johnson trade, I don't know who's going to come up with that other 1,000. It seems to me that the Steelers have some concept of where that'll come from, because all of the suggestions and the hints and the visits and everything else related to this upcoming NFL draft would point to their preferring a position other than wide receiver at number 20 overall. Okay, fine. But what do you got in mind there? What is that? What are you thinking? Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin, there's gotta be somebody who's coming in for Diontae because of how bang Diontae was shipped out to Carolina at the first breath of not wanting to be around in 2024. And there was no hesitation, no nothing. One day everything was fine. Next day he's in Charlotte, and that's the end of that. We'll figure out the wide receiver thing as we go. See ya. Well, here's what I've got. I don't know this. This is not based on reporting. I'll always try to be clear with you as to what's reporting and what's just me thinking of stuff. And here's what I think of this particular situation. I do believe that they still have to come up with a wide receiver somewhere out of their top three picks in the draft. Okay? I'm going to guess that we see eye to eye on that component. But I'm also thinking that they've got something significant in mind for Pat Freiermuth. Now, here's why I say that outside of all the obvious stuff that I just shared. Go back a couple seasons ago, and Freiermuth caught 63 passes for 732 yards, and this part's laughable, just the two touchdowns. But that was at a time when the Steelers' offense just was not producing touchdowns at all through the air. But 63 catches and 732 yards you can live with from your tight end, especially when you know that he missed some games in there. Now, this past season, Freiermuth missed a lot of games and ended up with only 32 catches for 300 yards and, once again, two touchdowns. And it only feels like half of all that production came in that one game in Cincinnati, the first one after Matt Canada's firing. when the Bengals put together one of the dumbest defensive schemes you'll ever see that basically begged the Steelers to throw to Freiermuth all day. And as even Mike Tomlin acknowledged that day in Cincinnati, something that he never does, if they're going to give us that, we're going to take it all day long. He said that, not me. 9 catches for 163 yards. Muth was a monster. Muth is capable of being that if he's made a part, a regular part of your offense. 3 things have held Muth back. 1, quarterback play. 2, Matt Canada. 3, he doesn't stay on the field. And I'm not one of those that enjoys labeling somebody as injury prone. To me, I've got to see that you have some kind of issue staying in shape, or you have recurring problems with soft tissue injuries, the kind that can most commonly be avoided, you know, hamstrings and the like. Well, that's not what's happened to him. He's gotten really hurt, and he's gotten hurt on visible sequences where something very physical and obvious happened to him. That has to change. That's the first thing that has to change. I don't know that you have to get 17 games out of him, but you got to get 15 or 16. That's got to change. The quarterback, well, heck, that's already changed. And he's going to be dealing with a quarterback, Russell Wilson, who kind of likes to throw to the tight end. That's fun. That's cool. And the coordinator, of course, has changed. And by the way, this coordinator has shown a knack over the years, including his most recent ones in Atlanta, of throwing to the tight end. Yeah, he wants all the bigness and the blockers and the intimidating factor, and we're going to run it right down your throat. But he throws to the tight ends. In Atlanta, he threw to Kyle Pitts. He's going to do that in Pittsburgh. He might do it, and this is my broader point here, to an extent that we haven't seen in Pittsburgh since Heath Miller. We think of Heath as being, you know, Ben's ultimate third down weapon and everything. Ben Roethlisberger, of course. Sorry, I'm just going to call him Ben like forever. But Heath was capable of a lot more than that. If you think about the way, and I'm not comparing Freiermuth to Heath, or for that matter, Travis Kelce or Rob Gronkowski or other great tight ends or whatever. I don't think he needs to be that. He needs to be a 1,000-yard guy. He doesn't need to carry you on his shoulders to the Super Bowl or whatever. He needs to be a big part of your offense. He needs to be a big part of your passing game. And when I say need, oh my goodness, if the Steelers don't draft a wide receiver in the top 3 picks, you're going to take that word need and you're going to capitalize it, boldface it, underscore it, and then slap it at the top of Mount Washington with red neon letters. When we come back, J1Q.
This segment of Daily Shot is brought to you by our good friends at Mike's Beer Bar. They're located on Federal Street, directly across from PNC Park. Mike has more than 500 beers on tap, including from more than 50 local breweries. Stop in and say hello. Tell Mike we sent you. Mike's Beer Bar.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Today's J1Q comes from Matthew, and I'm going to tell you right now, I called this one. I knew the moment I mentioned Spencer Anderson as being part of that little Russell Wilson groupie that got together to go to the Penguins game the other night, even though it included the illustrious likes of Troy Polamalu and Brett Kiesel, that Spencer Anderson being in there with them was going to get mentioned. Matthew says, DK, what are the odds that Anderson's been given the pole position at center? Maybe they're getting a head start
on the quarterback center relationship. I don't know much about Anderson other than that he apparently has the ability to play all five offensive line positions. Matthew, that's all there is to know, in addition to the fact that Anderson was a seventh round pick last season, in addition to the fact that Anderson was never trusted with any meaningful role over the course of the 2023 schedule. And oh, by the way, when the center position came up with Omar Khan at the Indianapolis scouting combine, Omar's response was that Nate Herbig is still in the fold. Never mentioned Anderson. So I'm not sure how much I would read into the fact that in those photos taken at the hockey game, Anderson and Russ looked like they were already pretty tight. Wilson strikes me as a smart guy. Every smart quarterback is really, really nice to all of his offensive linemen. So don't be surprised to see, I don't know, Russ and James Daniels somewhere, or Russ and Isaac's not that guy. Russ and Dan Moore there, Russ and Broderick Jones. That's what you'll end up seeing. I wouldn't read much of anything into it. That said, I'm not here to just flick away Anderson as if he's nothing and as if I haven't heard people from the Steelers speaking highly of him. Now, they speak highly of him within the existing context, meaning that, again, he's a seventh rounder. And as you reminded everybody, he's played all five positions at different points. That was more of a Latrobe thing than anything else. And they were able to get some of that going in the preseason as well. They value that as coaches. Anderson should value that as a player because it increases many times over his ability to find steady work in the NFL. They've liked his professionalism. They've liked his adaptability. I would not take any of this any further than that. As you and I are speaking right now, the only center on the roster, as they see it, is Nate Herbig. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. We're going to do another one of these tomorrow.